What are some of the most popular water sports? Surfing is an extremely popular and iconic water sport. Its popularity is derived in part from how accessible it is. Although as a discipline, surfing takes a fair bit of practice to master, most coastal towns offer facilities and lessons to accommodate people interested in the sport. Because of this, almost any beachside town or city will have a healthy number of surfers practicing the sport throughout the year. Kayaking is also a similarly popular water sport. Unlike surfing, there is less of a skill requirement, and all one really needs to participate is a kayak and a body of water. With water sports in particular, accessibility plays a huge role in their popularity. Why do people enjoy spending time near water? Locations such as riverbanks and beaches have traditionally proven to be immensely popular tourist and holiday destinations. In the hot summer months, a waterside retreat can make for an extremely enjoyable getaway. When relaxing on the sand becomes tiresome, one can cool off with a dip in the ocean. A close proximity to bodies of water also allows one to engage in water sports or other sorts of exercises such as swimming, which can be a novelty to many people who do not usually live near water. As such, people most commonly enjoy spending time near water, either for a change of scenery or for the activities it offers. Should all children have swimming lessons at school? Swimming, in general, can be seen as a very important life skill. Though many people nowadays living primarily in urban environments can feasibly live most of their lives without needing to swim, situations can arise in which not knowing how to swim can become perilous. These situations can occur due to flooding or even a boat capsizing. Because of this, it is essential that children are imparted the knowledge and skills of how to swim from a young age. Once someone is taught how to swim, it becomes a reflex, which they retain for the rest of their life, regardless of how long an absence they take from swimming. As such, it is a worthwhile endeavor that everyone is taught how to swim for their future life. What sorts of jobs are associated with rivers? There are many professions available which revolve around rivers. Such positions range in complexity from unskilled labour to specialist roles. Unskilled positions can be found in lock keepers, who are responsible for keeping waterways and canals in working order and ensuring that all making use of the river do so responsibly and legally. Specialist workers also frequently see employment on rivers. Engineering roles focused around the repair work and operation of bridges and locks are deeply necessary for rivers. These same workers might also play a hand in surveying or planning for future developments of the river. What is the importance of rivers for tourism? Many countries across the globe are home to iconic rivers, which form part of their national iconography. Examples can be found in the Yangtze River in China, the River Thames of the United Kingdom, or perhaps most famously, the Nile in Egypt. These rivers encourage tourists from all over the world to visit their host nations. Tourist boards of these countries typically do their best to capitalize on the cultural value these rivers possess, offering package deals and river cruises which allow tourists to explore and experience their natural beauty. As with many natural wonders of the world, rivers are extremely effective in attracting visitors, and an important element of any country's tourist industry. What are the advantages and disadvantages of using rivers to transport people in cities? In modern cities, rivers have largely fallen out of fashion as public transportation. As rivers have an unalterable path they take through cities, they are less suitable to develop routes throughout all areas of a city. Seeing as cities already have a vast network of roads to make use of, and metro tunnels can be built wherever urban planners deem fit, buses and trains are far more suited to transporting citizens across cities than rivers and canals. However, rivers still retain some specialist uses as transport within cities, with some utilizing them to facilitate pleasure cruises and party boats. Despite their overall obsoleteness, it is unlikely that rivers will be phased out entirely as methods of transport.